Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. 1 year ago, Barack Obama was elected as the first black president of the United States. At the time, Pope Benedict XVI sent the new president a personal message of congratulations, which noted the historic event, and which assured him of his prayers that God would help him with his high responsibilities for his country and for the international community. Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti marked the anniversary in a conversation with the new United States ambassador to the Holy See, Miguel H. Diaz.
So first of all, Ambassador Diaz, 1 year since the election of President Obama, do you think that his message of hope is still alive?
1 year ago, I was gathered with family, friends, and colleagues at my home, awaiting the historic results of the presidential election that swept Barack Obama into the White House. And from the very beginning, the message of this president has been consistently about the audacity to hope and to bring about a new era of responsibility. The key questions have been, what can we as Americans and what can we as citizens of the world do together to bring change? The subject has always been, what can we do? The subject has always been a we. And so I think that 1 year later, that hope is still alive. I have already seen the changes that have occurred at both the domestic level and the international level. And if we can just name but a few, he has inspired a new generation of diverse and young leadership. He has the domestic front saved the nation from a depression, saved major companies from collapsing, unfrozen. He has, you know, the credit markets, has put the country to the on the path of job growth, and is currently pushing for healthcare reform so that Americans, especially so many young children and adults, young adults, can have this fundamental right. Now, at the international level, I see hope alive in a number of areas. His historic speech in Berlin during his campaign entitled "The World That Stands as One," in that speech, he argued that now is a time to build bridges across the globe as strong as the one that bound us across the Atlantic. And I see that bridge-building process has already begun. In the following things, he has committed himself to diminish the nuclear arsenal and to advance peace throughout the world. He has already begun to address issues related to the stewardship of our planet. He has brought people together in terms of interfaith dialogue for the sake of interfaith service, as his groundbreaking speech in Cairo witnessed. And so as the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, I am convinced 100% that that this president the president's message of hope is still alive, and that people of faith can translate into action within a democratic and pluralistic society some of the ideas that he has invited us all as U.S. citizens and as citizens of the world to embrace.
Barack Obama presented himself to the U.S. people as a bridge builder, a uniter. Not an easy task. Just think to an issue like abortion. Will he succeed to find a common ground with his opponents, with his critics?
Again, from the beginning, he has argued that even on difficult issues, we must come together to build common ground, that we must disagree, if we must, without being disagreeable with one another. And so he has already shown that he has the goodwill to bring people around table and around conversation, and his desire to bring the different perspectives to the table is an example of the kind of vision he has for the nation and for the world. I think that, again, this time in history is a time when we need to come together, to find common ground, to find ways in which we can build peace and we can build consensus, even when we might disagree with one another.
One of the major events of this year was the speech of the president at the Cairo University, Al-Khazar. A new beginning in the dialogue between the United States and the Muslim world, many said. What are your expectations on that front?
I think that the entire world is was excited to hear him deliver this this speech in Cairo. And again, this is a speech that provides the opportunity to turn interfaith dialogue into interfaith service for the sake of the common good of our human family. My expectations is that we will continue to engage in interreligious dialogue so that we can, for the sake of the transformation of the world into a a better future for our children and for those who will inherit our planet beyond the time that we are, beyond our time in this, on this planet. And so I have great expectations that we will build on the president's invitation to really practice the golden rule, the love of God and neighbor, so that we can turn to each other in a way that that creates an opportunity to build each other up rather than to destroy one another.
Another relevant moment of this first year of presidency was the audience with Pope Benedict at the Vatican. In your opinion, which was the most important aspect of that meeting?
I think the president was very honored and very touched by the meeting with His Holiness Pope Benedict. And he appreciated the opportunity to meet with the Pope and to listen to the Pope on a number of perspectives. And again, this president and this administration is about listening to others, learning from others, and leading as a result of that learning and listening. And so I think that the for him, the entire meeting was important. The ideas that were exchanged. And I know that he appreciates the relationship that we have with the Holy See as a sovereign entity, as global humanitarian actor, and as a moral voice in the world. And I know that this is why this this relationship between the United States and the Holy See is so important, and why we will continue to build upon the last 25 years of excellent relationships.
What are your hopes for the future with Barack Obama in the White House?
Well, my hope is that we can continue to listen to the central message of the president, which is about what we can do together. This is not about what President Obama can do by himself, but what we as a community of persons can achieve together. And so he has called all of us to embrace a new era of responsibility. He has called each one of us to contribute toward a better humanity and a better future. And so my hope is that we can seize this moment as a nation and as a world to work together for peace, to work together for the benefit of the human family.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.